There is always a little bit messy praying when the collection bag is going around, but gonna wait a little bit. Can I pray for you? Father, I want to pray for Tom. That you give him the courage to speak, the freedom, Lord, to speak even. I want to hear your voice, Lord. Please fill him with your word, Lord, with your blessing. That he can speak to us, Lord. Touch our hearts. It will be your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom that we experience, Lord, so we can speak. We can speak freely. I am a free spirit. But if free and I want to ask you, tell you about my experience hearing a new sound. I was in the attic. I heard something different. And the solar panels reflected the rain different than usual. So it was a new sound for me too. And so nice that you refer to X. That was so nice that you refer to that. And the way that we are able to understand the new sound. My sister-in-law is from Brazil and speaks Portuguese. Wow. They are married. They have to... she doesn't speak Dutch and he doesn't speak Portuguese. So it's a little difficult. Little difficult. And, you know, just understanding and talking to each other in the same language is very useful. And I think that what we read in Acts is basically that the message is for everybody. So the Holy Spirit speaks to you in the way that you understand. If it is your own language, you know, and it's great that there is a translation, but the Holy Spirit knows best and speaks to your heart the way that you need it. And the Lord has a message for everybody. And if you open yourself, you will if you listen closely to the Holy Spirit, you will have a more frequently maybe a turnaround, or just give the things that you receive, the things that you need from the Lord that are for you especially. And we have a freedom. And we are going to read from Psalms. So we read from a Bible in a normal language. It is a little easier to read. Just Psalms somewhere.
As Mazamir.
So we're going to read from the Psalms. who was used to read psalms from the date of their birth. So every year you get older, you read a psalm. And they are just important books in the middle of the Bible. My father told me a story. There was a... He had an aunt that just kept on getting older, and she almost read Psalm 119. There is in the battle camping in Salem, very long road. Psalms were written down thousands of years ago, and they are still actual. They still have a current message throughout all of the years. There have been many insights, and I hope that you will receive something this morning that will help you in your personal life. Psalm 63. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. You are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. They who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will be given over the sword and become food for the jackals. But the king will rejoice in the Lord, and who swears by God's name will praise him, while the mouth of liars will be silenced. Till so far. So whoever is 63, this is the psalm of your year. A few weeks ago, I was driving to the weekend camping. There was a huge group of cyclists. So I gave them a passage. They probably from a school camp or something. And there was a little gap in the group. You know, and there is, in such a large group of cyclists, there is always a group of left behinds. And I'm just going to wait for them. And they were trying to go faster. Really trying to reach the main group. And I was waiting and waiting. And there were cars behind me. But I didn't care. And the strugglers really had a desire to connect with the main group and were really working for it, you know. And do we as men have the same desire to connect with the Lord? Sometimes we are not connected. We used to be connected, but not anymore. Maybe you experienced the peace of the Lord, or you haven't yet, but you have to look for it.
حس کرده باشید، شاید هم حس نکرده باشید، اما باید به دنبالش بگردید، باید واسش تلاش کنید.
So sometimes the connection is lost. So I want to talk about the desire of this connection. You know, it's in truly a part of our being as Christians to desire for the Lord from a passion for the Lord, the desire that does something in us. Maybe we just want to think about this morning. Our desires for the Lord is so in Psalm 53, David is fleeing. David had to flee a couple of times, but he was running from Absalom, his own son. He refers himself as king, but he has to flee for his son. You can read from it for 2 Samuel 14. All of the family of David is falling apart. And he feels a disconnect between himself and the Lord. And everything seems to be falling apart. His kingdom is falling. He has enemies in his own family. This is when he writes this psalm. This is what happened. And in verse 2, David writes, God, you are my God. I am looking for you. He knows where he has to be, looking for the Lord. He saw his complete life fall apart, and he was looking for the Lord with all of his heart. He longed for the Lord. Everything around me has died, and I am left. And this is how he starts. And as you read it, you see that when David writes, I long for you, for I saw you in your temple and know how powerful you are. So something happened in David. He had a great desire for the Lord, and through that he rekindled his faith. And we can read in the Hebrew letter that and we see David is looking for the Lord, and he sees what will happen, that he so I read this in the Psalms and I thought, this is for me. So one of the most important times in the Bible is, of course, Jesus that came to earth. Who came to earth? And Jesus was sitting in his house, and there were four men with a paralyzed friend. They want to bring his friend, their friend, to Jesus. But there were so many people. They could not reach the Lord. And they saw the roof, and they thought, you know, they just dropped him through the roof, and the Lord saw their faith. And they had a desire for their friend to meet the Lord. So they were looking for Jesus and they found him. And the Lord saw their faith. And he heals the man. But it's the principle, you know, the searching and the finding and the desire. And the man is looking for a connection with the Lord. We are created like this. So as a church, we can shape the way that people are looking for the Lord, you know, maybe through Alpha Cursus or something else. Everybody is looking for the Lord. And we have to help them find him. I was in America last week for my work. So I was just thinking, I was alone, and I was just thinking about my life, and I experienced a little bit a gap between me and the Lord. You know, and of course, I knew about the principles of faith, but I had so many thoughts in my head. You know, just start with looking for the Lord, from a desire to receive the connection again. Maybe you experienced the same thing in your life, that you are looking for water and everything is dry around you, but the desire is also a part of being dependent. And we have to depend on the Lord, even if this not is the way that we are brought up. You know, of course, it helps being independent about do everything yourself, and even but with the Lord, of course, it is different. We have to depend on the Lord. We have to desire for him. So many times we just lose this state of mind, you know, that everything is all right, I am doing great. And then maybe then you lose your desire for the Lord. It starts with looking for the Lord. David started in the morning, every morning, but every day. And when we are looking for the Lord, it is also a desire to find him, of course. So I had a little principle that I cannot see from here, so I cannot translate it, but seeking plus finding plus desire is faith. That is what's happening. And I tried it, and it's true. If you are really looking for the Lord, and you have a desire for him, it strengthens your faith. You know, if you look for him, you will find him. And you know, and if you are looking for something, and if you're really looking for something, I hope it is your desire to also put in a decision made in faith, not in your own desires, but in your desires for the Lord to do something. and I thought a lot about it. But the Lord has also a desire to be with us. And it starts of course in paradise. Adam and Eve lost the connection. And the Lord looked for them. Looked for them every day. And so the Lord is always looking for us. It was his desire to be with the Israelite people, the Israeli people. And we can read about it in Exodus. You know, the Lord wants to be with us in a way that we can endure, I suppose. In John 1, God comes to the world as Jesus came. He was among us. So it is normal for us as men to look for the Lord, because the Lord is looking for us. And what does this bring? Results in mercy. God doesn't need faith. God gives us mercy. And in Ephesians 1, 7 and 8, in him, we are redeemed by his blood. By the splendorous mercy that the Lord gave us. You are saved by his mercy. It is a gift from the Lord. So I'm missing something. The desire of the Lord in a man. They meet each other, where faith and mercy meet. There is not a connection yet. We can have this desire for the Lord. It can strengthen our faith. The Lord is looking for us, and it is desire for him to be with us. And the connection is being made by the Lord Jesus, of course. And this is how faith and mercy came together. What I'm really doing is just sharing a new light on this principle that I desired in the Psalms, that I discovered in the Psalms, the Lord Jesus. If we look for the Lord Jesus, we will find the faith and mercy, 100% mercy and 100% faith, 100% the Lord Jesus. And I was thinking, yes, this is where all men should look for, if it is their desire to look for the Lord. It's all about Jesus. It's about God and Jesus making a connection that we could not make. Only the Lord could bring us back to God. The Lord chose to come from heaven to earth, to become a man, give shape in this desire of the Lord God to live among us. And if I miss the connection, and I think, what is wrong with my faith? And it's always When I lose focus on Jesus, I have to put Jesus in the center of it all. Let's not forget this. You know what happened? If you realize, you know what happens if you realize this, you will burst out in prayer and worship. It is a because you know what's happened. Your faith and the grace of the God that became flesh in Jesus was so great. And we just look upon him and we are so happy. And we can pray for the Holy Spirit and he will help us to worship and praise the Lord. And it's ours. This is our life. This is how we can be encouraged and encourage others. Those that are looking for justice and peace. And there is of course an answer. An answer for their questions. Of course it is Jesus. God coming to earth. Being so close with us. Helping us and teaching us. To really receive the 100% mercy. And that is the Lord. Our God. I want to sing for you. For your love is worth more than my life. We can raise up our hands in prayer. This is what happens in the Psalms, in David. David is looking, desiring for the Lord, and then he lifts up his hands and he is praising and living, experiencing victory over his enemies. And that is, of course, what happens if we put Jesus in the center of it all. That is our message that we have for the world. The message that we take home. If we start a new week. You know, and those children on their bikes, they were looking for a connection with the group. You know, and you, if you experience that there's maybe one or two meters between you and Jesus, that you pedal harder on your spiritual bike. To receive a connection with the Lord again. To rekindle your faith and your spirit. And that is why we are looking upon Jesus and giving him the most high honor. Yes, Jesus, who himself had a huge desire. A fiery desire. For his disciples to have a meal with him. It was the desire of the Lord, of course. Let's pray. We will sing some songs. I want to pray for you all. Father in heaven, thank you. We as men can find our answers in you. Yes, Jesus, you are the center of it all. Refinding this connection or finding it the first time, Lord, is everything that matters. And the only way was through your Son, Lord, the Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, as you went back to heaven, you sent us your Holy Spirit, and we are so happy. And you always take so good care of us, Lord. Thank you for that. And if we experience a distance between you and us, Lord, fill our heart with desire that we will look for you in the right way, Lord. That our faith will be strengthened and we will be happy with you, Lord, in the connection that we can experience with you, Lord. And we can ask you this, Lord. And we can be just so happy about the Psalms, Lord, that are still so current, so actual. And that you can speak to our hearts through them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.